Hey, besties.
Welcome to the BFF Bookcast.
We're your hosts, Teresa and Katie.
Before we jump in, we just want to remind everyone that what we discuss are our own thoughts and opinions. Just remember, we are here to have a good time.
And as always, please check trigger warnings before reading any books we will be discussing. And beware, we curse like the Bat Boys probably do during their annual snowball fight.
We could pimp you out to the listeners.
I guys. Like Tom just like starts stripping behind us. We could actually get some views.
I was gonna say maybe people will tune in. I'm not against pimping out Tom.
I mean, we can do what we need to do. Dishonestly.
Kay's like, let me look it up. Dishonestly Yours. That's what we're here to talk about.
That's what I was like, I know, I gotta like look.
By Kristen and Becca Ritchie, who I have been a big fan of for years, but I finally got Katie to read this book.
In my defense.
Katie's not an angsty.
No. Like, I don't think I would have liked the Addicted series.
I think that you would like it, but I think that you would struggle with the first three books.
Okay.
Before you would like really like fall in love with it. So like, I don't think that it's something that you should never. I think you just have to be like very
in the mindset.
But I read Dishonestly Yours. I got an ARC in February and I read it in like less than 24 hours. I texted Katie. I was like, you're going to like this one.
This one.
I was like, this is right up your alley. And it's so different from Addicted Calloway. And I think that the authors were like worried that fans weren't going to like it because it is so different, but I loved it. I loved it more because it was so different. I don't want the same story over and over
again.
That's
what I mean. I was like, I think it's pretty cool that like, because a lot of times authors stay within like their niche of what they write. Like a couple go into like different directions of like romance and fantasy.
Yeah.
But it is kind of cool when they do deliver a completely different story. Like I think it just speaks to how creative they are.
And they're very good at creating this like found family and like close knit like
felt that in this book
too. Yeah, like web of characters. And that you still get that in this new book. Like you definitely get that. I can't wait to find out who else is like going to be like intertwined.
You know what's cool about this too? Like it's different. Again, I never read the Addicted series, so like I hear you, it's different, but like it's also just like a different type of read in general.
I would say in general, I've never read a book with like this kind of plot, I guess.
Like con artists,
families.
Like, it is romancy, but like it really kind of
But it's not romance heavy. But then, like, some parts are romance heavy.
Yeah, it's so slow burn.
And, like,
You feel that tension and the chemistry there.
The tension.
And they're both kind of like, do we, no. And, like, the reason of the no is, like, if our families find out, they will 100% manipulate us against each other. Like, they already kind of are.
Yeah. So Rocky and Phoebe are, I guess, like, the two main characters of this book.
Yes.
I assume that the sisters will probably, I assume the next book will also be from their POV. And then they'll probably branch out to other POVs
siblings.
And like intertwine. I assume that like, again, it is very addicted. It is very different than Addicted Calloway, but I think that the way that it'll probably evolve will be similar where it's like this couple for one book or two books, another couple for another book. Another couple for another book, maybe back to the original couple, then back to that's how they did the Addicted Calloway series. But it follows Phoebe and Rocky, and they are childhood friends from two different con artist families who always like pull cons together.
Yes.
So they are like, it is very found family.
Yes.
They are like raised together with their siblings, and every age kind of put them in a different point or a different kind of character in whatever con they were pulling.
Yeah, like kind of like friends, could be siblings, could be whatever, and then like it evolves into like
relationships.
And like
Rocky tells his dad that he has a crush on Phoebe when he's 15. And from that day, the parents kind of use those feelings that they had for each other as like a way to manipulate them and kind of force them into cons were like they're married or they're this or they're that, or the worst one in my opinion was when they had to be siblings and they're at college and like they're both like getting with other people and like, and then he has to like watch her. It's honestly like it's terrible, and he's the only one out of all the six kids, so three siblings, Phoebe and her two their triplets, her two brothers, and then Rocky, Haley, and Trevor are just like siblings on the other side of the family. But I don't even know what I was saying.
You were talking about like the worst, like comp they did, oh, where, like they're getting other people.
I didn't like that part.
I also didn't like how the parents were essentially during one of the there's two I did not like. One was they were in the hotel room. She was like kind of engaged, like pitched as like this pure person. And the parents were basically just like, we'll have sex.
Yeah. The parents were like, yeah, you guys should have sex because that'll really sell it.
Yeah. Which like.
And they want, the thing is that they want to. And the parents know that they want to.
Which is so crazy
because like when they finally get together towards the end, they're like, I mean, I'm waiting to see the siblings' reactions because they're like, oh my God. Like, nobody knows how we felt about it. Everyone's gonna know. Yeah, everyone's gonna be like, yeah, no shit, you guys were in love this
whole
time.
Like, we could tell the whole time.
But yeah, the parents.
But I hated the hazing at Princeton when they were, like, was, like, in the lacy bra and underwear. She's getting, like, paddle whacked, basically. And, the guy's basically like, you got, thinks that they're siblings, and he's like, watch each other. The boobs are fucking bouncing everywhere.
Yeah, and then he, like, makes them kiss.
Yeah. I bet you he, like, and the way it was set up, I was like, he 100% was going to keep taking this to like
worst level.
Where he can get this.
And
which
like
is also sick and fucking twisted.
And her real brother is also there, and like they're obviously like doing this con, so they can't break character.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the way that the parents and like, yeah, obviously everybody has their strengths, but like they always make Phoebe be like kind of the more like seductress.
They all have their roles.
They all have their roles. So every they call them clips, like clip joints. Every like or con, whatever, they make her be like more of like the seductress role, and she, I think, you know, doesn't. I don't know. I feel bad. Like she kind of feels like her whole worth, like sometimes, is her like body.
What, it's so sad. Like you basically, and like Haley is said to be like pretty also, but I'm assuming Phoebe was probably looking advanced for her age, probably developed faster for her age.
Yeah.
And just has, like, there were some girls I do remember being in middle school where, like, you just looked sexy, but you were, like, 15. Like, it made
no
sense.
That was honestly me because I had ginormous boobs. So everything I wore
looked raunchy and, like,
raunchy.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm like, no, like, if I was wearing just, like, a tank top and, like, Sophie shorts, which was, like, what everybody wore, I looked crazy where all my friends who weren't as developed. It was fine, but I would get called to the principal's office and he'd be like, technically, like, you're not wearing anything wrong. Like, I had this one teacher that was like out for me. I would like show up to school and she would literally send me to the principal's office every day. And the principal kept being like,
she's wearing
what everybody else is wearing.
Yeah,
it's like,
say what you want to say.
Yeah, like, and it's also awkward for a man to be like, she's fine. Like, I don't want to be judging like a young girl's body. Honestly, thank God he was like, he was the best. Very respectful. It was whatever. But yeah, like, you can't help it.
You can't help it. Like, that's just how your body's developing. So, like, yeah, you're kind of, like, put into these positions.
Yeah.
And that sucks. Like, yeah, like, I feel like I've got the sense that her whole life has been, like, even in the beginning when you start meeting her and she meets, like, their landlord.
Yeah.
Like, she goes right into, like, a sexy kind of, let me throw out some, like,
joke. Oh, yeah, like, she was going to flash him.
Yeah, I'm like, this poor girl.
And, like, I think Haley's whole, she's more like gothic, so I feel like she, even though she's like a beautiful girl, like she's used more for her brains because she's like the brains of the operation. She has all of the ideas, and like they all have like different roles to play, but it feels like Rocky and Phoebe are kind of the ones that are like thrown into like the front lines a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And Rocky, ever since his dad kind of started taking advantage of like his feelings for Phoebe, he, like, the wool was, like, lifted off of his eyes. And he's like, our parents are pieces of shit, and they're manipulative, and, like, they...
And no one else can see it. Yet.
No.
I think Phoebe's starting to get, like, a glimpse.
At the end, when Trevor is stabbed and dying, and they're blood-typing each other, and they realize that, oh, Rocky, Haley, and Trevor are probably not blood-related, and now they're, like...
Do parents, like, steal children on the streets? Like, what's
they're like, are our
happening?
Parents are actual real parents? Like, the triplets all look alike. They are definitely triplets. But,
and their blood type matched.
Yeah, all their blood types match. But they're like, but is our mom our mom? Or were we kidnapped?
And weirdly,
because they're like,
didn't Haley know her mom's blood type?
She kept saying her mom's blood type was O negative, and she is O negative. And Haley's like, is she lying? Am I her real daughter? Maybe Rocky is not her son. Maybe Trevor's
and
definitely not related to Haley.
So even like her giving that information, I thought was kind of interesting. Like, why would Haley know this?
Right.
And why was she saying the mom told her this?
Yes.
So I think that's weird.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of, And then the end, like, the moms show up.
Yeah.
And
it's also weird that the ladies at the club were, like, they didn't seem... They seemed like this was not uncommon, right? Like,
yeah.
Didn't it give vibes of, like, this was happening before? We knew these people, at least. Like, it didn't give me, like, we just met... I mean, unless, like, in the next book, I'm completely proved wrong. But, like, I just got the sense, like, they knew who they were bringing Phoebe to.
I feel like that when the parents found out where they were, they started laying the groundwork to show
us.
Yeah, like, I don't think that, like, I don't think it was, like, the parents, like, years ago had been there before.
No,
but, yeah,
but I think, it,
I think the parents,
like,
laid the groundwork. Yeah. So the moms show up, and they're apparently, like, love gurus. And so the whole con, I mean, not the whole con. So a con goes bad. Haley invokes inertia,
mm-hmm.
which is, like, her and, like, Phoebe's, like, the word. And they're like, okay, like, we're done, like, we're splitting kind of thing. And they go to Connecticut because... Haley is obsessed with Mystic Pizza, and she's like, let's go live our Mystic Pizza life in Connecticut. And the con gone wrong is basically, like, Phoebe is unfortunately, like, raped twice. She's
gang
not,
bang,
yeah,
basically.
She's not, like, pulled from the con. She can't talk her way out of it like she normally can. And they don't want to tell anybody. So they're just whatever. Haley definitely lets Rocky know. Like,
yes.
She, like, she made it so that Carter, who I guess, like, makes her fake IDs, would tell Rocky so that Rocky would show up and they would kind of have somebody else there.
Yes.
But, like, the first thing Phoebe is like, oh, he's my ex-husband.
Yeah. Like, terrible
so,
jump to conclusion.
Yeah. So then she's in a fake dating thing with their landlord, which I'm, like, blanking on his
Josh?
Name.
Josh?
No. I'm blanking on his name, right? Jake?
Jake. It's another Jake.
It's Jake, I think. And at the end, one of the country club women, so Phoebe works there and Jake's family owns it.
Jake.
Is like, you should work things out with your ex because nobody wants Phoebe to be with Jake. Jake is like, he's like the youngest of the Koning brothers. So I guess, like, the least eligible, but he's like the most eligible bachelor in their town right now. And nobody's happy. None of the moms are happy that he's not dating basically their daughters. So they're like, you should work things out with your ex. And then she brings them over to these two women and it's Rocky's mom and her mom. And she's like, hi. But Rocky and her do get together.
Yes, which, like...
It is... Okay. The slow burn...
Is slow.
Is so slow. And
it's
the
Mariana
tension,
Zapata slow.
The tension is so good.
They...
Because they're, like... He, like, tells her, like, multiple times, like, I love you, but I cannot be with you and still be conning with you. Like, if we're together, then, like, we are together.
Yeah.
And, like, then, like, that's it.
Yeah.
And then she finally tells him what happened. And when they get together, like, I'm blushing.
Same.
It is so good.
It is so good. You know, again, because this was my first Richie Sister book.
They write really good spice.
They do, number one. I commend them. Like, and it was just enough where, like, it wasn't oversaturated. It didn't take over the story. It was the perfect dose. But, like, the way they wrote it, I was like, holy fuck. But they also just have a really good way. Okay, so you were texting. We were in a group chat with Liz.
Yeah.
And, of course, Teresa had read this months past. Liz started reading it because she had gotten an ARC. And she was like, I don't know what it is about this book.
Yeah.
But it's crack. And I was like, okay, this is not, like, the second person where, like, I mean, I put my trust in Teresa Marie's recommendations. I might not jump to them, but I always put my trust in them.
I know what you like.
You do what I like. And then with Liz saying it, I was like, she has very similar taste with us. Like, we're pretty spot on with her.
Yeah.
So, like, okay. So I was like, I ended up talking to my boss. Like, she's a huge reader. And I was like, listen, like, I haven't personally picked this up. But these two people who I do trust are raving about this.
Yeah.
And one's not even that far into it. And she likes it. So she's like, all right, cool. But then, like, when I picked that, then I ended up getting approved for an ARC as well way later in the game. But still, like, I literally remember being, like, 15% and being like, we're just getting...
Yeah.
Started. Like, there's, like, they're just driving to Connecticut and I'm
obsessed.
Salivating for more. Like, it made no, like, nothing. Like, I vividly remember the part where they're, like, knocking on that door to, like, meet Jake.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do I like this so much? And all that has happened is they've spoken about, like, getting out of the con,
mm-hmm.
family, whatever, thingy bajiggy, and, like, driving to Connecticut.
Yeah. I was intrigued.
I was like, I don't understand why I'm so sucked in.
And, like, I think, Okay, so I think that Jake is going to be looped in.
Yes, I have a feeling he's... I first
because
was like,
they're setting him up a little bit with, like, the whole, like, his sister's not really dead thing. So they kind of have that kind of, like, over him.
I also think it'd be just too easy to point him out as, like, a bad guy in the situation who's helping the moms. Because that's just, like, such an easy target.
Yeah.
I had my suspicions. I was like, he's up to something. There's something fishy here. I just don't know what it is. And I don't think it's going to loop into, like, the parents.
No.
I think it's, like, its own thing.
I think
but
that...
I'm with you.
I think that because she's going, when she, like, runs into the parents, like, she goes and she's like, Jake, like, we were supposed to break up last night.
Yeah.
But they didn't because Trevor's, like, dying. And so she's, like, they're at work and she's like, okay, like, we're breaking up. And he's like, no, I need another month. And she's like, you need to talk to Rocky then. She's like, because I'm not doing this unless he's okay with it type of thing. But I think that the moms are going to assume that they are working him and his family.
Yes.
That's what they're doing there. And I assume that they're going to loop him in on it somehow because – Rocky and Phoebe know about his sister now, who's not actually dead, who everyone thinks she's dead because she tried to kill – it was, like, this whole thing. And she was also going to tell him about what happened with Trevor. And Rocky's like, you can just say that, like, something about me to, like, get, like, it off of you. But because the couch is stained and the floors are stained and they're like, we need to replace all this and we can't just do that without him knowing.
Yeah.
And Rocky's like, just tell him. So I feel like
– he's going to be brought in.
They're going to kind of blackmail each other, be like, okay, you know our secret. We know your secret. And, like, they're going to loop him in somehow.
Yes. I also still think they're going to hold on to the fake dating scheme.
Same.
To also just to keep playing the part of we're conning him and his family, but also to protect Rocky and Phoebe.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to loop in the siblings.
The siblings are all going to know. I think the siblings are – and just based on Addicted Calaway, I'm not worried about anything coming between, like, the siblings or, like, Rocky and Phoebe. Like, I think that, like, they're – solid.
Okay. I do think, though, that one of the bad seeds is a sibling. And I think because they do know that what's going on.
Yeah.
I think it's going to somehow filter back to the parents.
I think Nova, who's the oldest, well, technically the oldest of the triplets, he has, I think that he's like waking up to the parents not being great.
Same.
But I think that he's still very easily manipulated by Emmett, who is Rocky's dad. Because Phoebe, Nova, and Oliver, their dad's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly. Because, like, now I'm
allegedly.
Like, now I'm like is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Unless they find out about the blood type and why they're all different, then I think it'll keep them all on the side of, like...
I think that they'll all be on the same side, but I think that Nova will, like, kind of, like, accidentally betray them in a way because he'll be manipulated. Like, I don't think he'll, like, purposely be like, ha, 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 ha. Like,
something,
evil laughter.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that,
and
too.
And I'm trying to figure, I think Haley and Jake, like, have a thing.
Well, at first I thought that was going to be a thing because they seem to kind of have, like, a connection, like, an attraction at least.
Yeah. Because it's also mentioned a few times, like, Jake, like, looking at Haley or, like, wanting to go up to, like, the, like, something with Haley, and I don't know what it is. And then they read a lot. Like, she was like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 Jake. Like, she set up the double date. Because they were at the bookstore together.
Yeah.
So there was, like, little, like, hints.
Yes.
And I just don't see her with, like, Nova or Oliver.
No,
like,
same.
I don't see, like,
I don't think
crossing.
There's any more sibling crosses.
And I don't know. Like, I feel like I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll bring somebody from their past. Because, like, she's said things about, like, oh, like, wanting to be with, like, wanting to be with someone who's, like, familiar with, like, her lifestyle. But I think that's why Jake will, like, enter in at some point.
I agree. And he's also very much the black sheep of the family.
Yeah.
Like, he's... No one treats him like he's treated, like the other siblings are treated. So I'm kind of agreeing with that. I think he almost needs to, he has a backbone because he's conned his own family. I don't think it's a very strong backbone. I think there's like something there, but I think these guys are going to help him get stronger.
Yeah.
And I think he also needs like that found family. Like, you know, he has a family, but they're not nice to him. So I think he'll find a family with these guys.
Yeah.
Plus like him and Rocky did kind of, I don't want to say friendship, but like a common ground where Rocky can be sympathetic to what he's doing for his sibling. And I think Jake is smart enough to open his eyes and recognize that.
Yeah.
Like there's something.
They're getting on more even footing.
Yeah.
And like, I am wondering, and like, because it's going to be a series, obviously, I'm wondering if they stay in Connecticut or if they kind of like take if like they kind of break off from the parents, take the conning on the road. I'm like wondering like how the story also, is going to evolve.
Or do they
evolve.
Go find Jake's sister? Like where is Jake's
or like
sister?
Do they just small? Do they just like have like smaller cons? Yeah, Jake's sister. Does she come in? Does she like start dating one of the I just feel like everybody's going to end up like in a couple, and it's all going to play into the story at some point. And I'm trying to figure out like who else fits.
It's really good.
It's really really good.
I did not realize. I don't know how I didn't realize this because I'm someone who like looks into a book first before reading. I did not realize this was a part of the series. So I remember being at 80% and being like, there is no way that we are getting a quick resolution after all this buildup of like the parents showing up, figuring things out. Like this isn't, I was like, what is going on here? And then like, I finally looked at Goodreads. I was like, you dumb idiot. Like this is a series. Like yeah. It is like it's, I was like, okay, cause I was like, there's just no way. Like it just didn't strike me as like how good of a writers these guys are that like they would all of a sudden just like rush the last 20%.
You know, it's
so
gonna,
like there's something of a miss here. Like, I'm missing a piece.
Unless I miss something, I don't think they've said like how many books will be in the series or like even like what's the next book is. Like
yeah,
I don't think we've gotten anything about it, but,
which I kind of like that it's a little secretive just because I feel like that kind of holds true to like the con artist inspo of the book.
But, like,
you'll find out eventually.
Yeah. I just want to know. Like, I want to know like what the, I just have to assume the next book is still Rocky and Phoebe.
The way it ends, yeah. I think it wouldn't make much sense.
I'm wondering, I mean, I'm just like basing this off of the Addicted Calloway series, but it could be so different. The next book could also like have multiple POVs, not just
That's
Rocky
true.
And Phoebe.
It could
like,
maybe start incorporating
It could start incorporating others. Or, because I feel like, the bigger a con gets or whatever they're doing,
actually,
you might need to get
you
more.
It might focus heavily on Rocky and Phoebe,
but you might have to add
Haley,
like a Trevor or Haley or
you getting glimpses of others. Ooh, I wouldn't be mad about that.
So I read it in February, but then I just listened to the audio I liked the audio.
Okay.
I liked it a lot. I actually, my mom's leaving for vacation, like right now, actually. And I sent it to her and I was like, download this before you go because she's listens to all my audiobooks.
That's a good one.
But no, I knew I was going to be obsessed with it from like, okay, the first chapter, I have a few highlights, but when they describe Rocky as truthfully, he's good looking in a way that can con many women and men out of their fortunes, I was like, sold.
Like
the way that they like I don't know there's so many like the way that they write things like Rocky and I together are a volcanic eruption one that'll never end not until the whole world is coated in magma like it get, like paints such like a picture
yeah
and it's like such like an understanding and I loved like the little flashbacks like the different clip joints and like
I think that was very helpful because you hear con artists you can assume in your mind what they're doing they're swindling people for their money but I think once you start getting glimpses as to what they were actually doing and like
these are like professional con artists
like I think they're a performance
like, yeah like they're all actors
they're literally yeah putting on a performance to do X Y and Z like they're like they got into Princeton and like pretended to be students they were going to school like in classes to put on like it is a whole production so it's like oh, like it's a whole different level of like con artistry than I was even thinking. Like even like the club stuff, like it's just wild. So I thought the flashbacks really kind of helped.
100%.
And I just put like such depth. Cause again, too, like when you're like, when you knew something bad went down, like, well, what actually went down? Like what went down was pretty fucking bad. So
what went down was, I mean, I assumed it had to be something like
something,
that.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what else? Unless, like, they killed somebody. But it wasn't getting that vibe.
Same.
So I kind of assumed that what happened, like.
I also, kind of back to, like, the parents. So you find out that the triplet's mom is kind of in, like, a rocky relationship right now.
That's, like, the norm for her.
Correct. But they also mentioned that the other siblings' parents would do anything for the job. So I do have to wonder.
It made it seem like that they would just get with other people for the job.
So that also was kind of like sparking like a thought. Like, well, if they're all not related, maybe they did come. Like, maybe, like, for the father, it doesn't make sense because then you have to, like, recontact the female.
And, like, steal the baby. Yeah.
Yeah. But at least from the mom side of things, I'm like, that kind of makes some sense. Like, if she were to accidentally get knocked up during a con,
yeah,
then all of a sudden, like, here's this baby. Yeah. Like, we'll just keep this baby.
And it makes sense, too, because I think it puts more, like, it makes more sense why Rocky feels the way he does about being, like, if we're together, then, like, we're not, like, playing into these, like,
yeah,
things in the cons. Because if he, like, had to watch his parents, like, fuck other people. Not, like, literally watch them do it. But you know what I mean? Like,
you kind of, again, you could, at a certain age, you
could put two together. I feel like it was very heavily implied, and no thank you.
No thank you.
And his parents met because they were both
cons. Yeah.
And there's so much more that we need to learn.
Also,
about
like, why did the dad go to the jail? Did we find that out?
I think it was like a con gone bad.
It's
like,
also, so how did he get caught when no one else did?
Right, and why didn't he out any? No, I'm saying there's so much we don't know about the dad. There's so much in general that we don't know. I think that maybe I hope that in some way. I mean, I don't think it matters. Like, they're still brothers and sisters, but like Haley, Rocky, Brayden is his real name, but you're my Phoebe, you're my Rocky. It's so cute. They gave each other nicknames when they were younger, and then they kind of go by that. And Trevor, I hope that like they are somewhat related, even if they're just like half siblings, like for their sake. Not that it truly, like, blood doesn't actually matter.
But I feel like it would just stolen off the streets or
right.
Homes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Really, maybe all came from the same mom,
but different dads.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I also just like, I want to see like who they really are.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, Rocky always like dyes his hair black. Like, it's not as dark as like it really is. They have to constantly change their appearances and like how they present themselves. And he always presents himself like older than he really is. I think he's 26.
And he definitely is insinuated to be like in 30s.
Like, yeah, like late 20s, early 30s. Phoebe's only 24. Haley, I think, is the same age.
Yeah.
They're young. Like, Trevor, I think, is 20.
He's the baby.
Yeah.
But even, like, the other brothers, like, you really don't – we don't really have any understandings of them. Like,
no.
You know where they're – like, for Nova, you know where, like, his loyalties lie. It's typically with Emmett.
Yeah.
Which is a driving wedge between the brothers and what's-his-face, Rocky.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, so it's – I'd be curious to learn a little bit more, which we will. But, like, I want it all now.
I know.
Like, can the series be released in full tomorrow?
Please? Yeah, like, please. And, like, I want more – even when, like, when Oliver and Nova show up to town and they are in the apartment and Phoebe's up there with Jake and she's, like – she's kind of panicking because they've never – that's, like, the thing that's so sad. The only connections they have are with each other because they've never been in one place long enough to make real connections, and they can't leave roots anywhere. They can't leave roots anywhere.
And it's got to be even hard to even try to – even if you were to be somewhere long-term, like, your whole life's a lie. You are a lie.
Right.
So you can't really –
which is, like, they're struggling being in Connecticut, but she, like, doesn't know how to introduce them to Jake. And then Oliver's like, oh, like, you know, we're her brothers.
Yeah, like, not just brothers. Like,
yeah, like, and she's, like so it, like, means so much to her. She's, like, I've never been able to introduce them as my brothers before. They've always been, like, this person or this person or this person.
And which I thought it was kind of cool because I feel like they were able to read that, like, this is what their sister really does want, so, like, respect it, which I do like that all about the siblings. Like,
yeah,
Haley, they set out to Connecticut with maybe just Rocky knowing, but their intention was to leave everyone else in the dark. But I like how they slowly just kind of, like, allowed the siblings to come in.
Yeah. Like, okay, you can tell them. Because, like, they're all, like, they're supposed to be meeting in Seattle. And, like, the girls just don't show up.
Exactly. But I feel like the brothers do have the best interests of the sisters in mind. Yeah.
And Rocky's the oldest. And, like, they're all, like, let Rocky deal with it. Let Rocky deal with it. Let Rocky deal with it. Which I think, like, kind of sucks for him. But he is, like, the protector. He protects all of them.
Yes.
And Phoebe even says to him, she's like, I'm sorry I didn't see it sooner about the whole thing with the parents. And he was like, no, I'm happy that you didn't, or that I didn't persuade you. I'm happy that, like, you saw it on your own, and that you, like, stand, because he's like, I don't want to feel like I'm manipulating you. So I don't want me to tell you something and you just agree with it. I want you to, like, agree with it because you really, like, honestly do. And you're seeing it. Cause he's so worried about kind of, like, becoming his father and, like, ways. And he's like, I don't care about, like, manipulating people I don't know. Like, I don't care about lying or doing any of that to people I don't know, but for the people I do know and care about, I don't want to be that person.
Which makes sense. So I feel like that kind of worked out. Because, like, Phoebe very much was like, oh, like, but my mom loves me and, like, this and that.
Yeah.
Like, they're all, like, they have good intentions, but it's like, no.
Do they?
No, sweetheart, they really don't.
And like, it's just, not to bring up Addicted Calloway again, but there's very, it's strained parental relationships in those books too. So I feel like they do that whole like, this person's a bad person, but I love them. And like, I don't know how to feel about that.
Okay.
Or like, even though you've done something bad, like you're still my parent. So they've done it really well. So I'm curious to see how they do it. Cause I would like to see them do like one big family con.
It'd be interesting.
Like, I wonder if Jake will be like, con my parents out of money and like help them do it.
That's actually a pretty cool idea. But also like, give me a cut so I can like get
sister. Get him. Yeah. Get him and his sister like away from them. Cause right now, like he spent most of his trust fund getting her out. He says he has like money like tangled up in that or whatever. So I feel like he needs money for her and for himself.
He was like selling us the horse. Like you come from this wealthy family, but you had to sell a horse.
Yeah.
So I feel like this kid's getting desperate.
Yeah. So I just assume, actually, that would be really good. Like if they're like, they bring it
off. He's paying off the coroner or someone like that.
No, he paid off the coroner, so he doesn't have the money to buy the horse from his parents because he wants to save the horse
for her. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I just, I think that would be really cool. We see him like join them and he's like, okay, like let's fucking get my money for my parents. Because like, I want to see them work a con.
Agreed.
And like, I want to see like the kids be the, like, I want to see them work it. I don't want like their parents.
Yeah. Like, I want to see it all in action. Like, we're getting flashbacks of like small little workings.
And I want it to be like on their terms. Like, agreed. I feel like a lot of times, like, I mean, we get like the strip club.
It was all on the parents.
It was all the parents. And they're putting, like, again, they're putting Phoebe in a really weird position. And they're putting Rocky in a bad position to have to, like, go. It's, and even, like, her brother just being, it's weird. So I feel like a whole fake dating thing and, like, kind of, like, manipulating the parents in, like, a different way. Jake's parents in a different way. Like, without having to, like, sell her body.
Would be
nice. Yeah. And, like, Haley has a whole breakdown on the beach. Like, she misses conning. She wants to keep doing it. I think they all kind of, like, love the life. But don't want to do it the way the parents have been doing it for so long.
Like, they have their own thoughts and opinions.
Yeah.
And they do mention that they've been given a little bit more freedom. So, like, you're right. Like, I would be curious if, like, that's coming our way.
And they branch out a little bit. I feel like if they do smaller cons, they can, like, kind of have a home base and then just, like,
yeah, because a big stint is going to make you have to leave.
Yeah.
But if you just, like, here and there.
Right. I don't know. I'm curious to see, like, where they take – there's so much that they can do with the story. That's why I'm, like – so when is book two coming?
But I like that. I like when you like get your first book for a series and it's so broad that like you can't really narrow down and see where it's going. I mean, obviously, as you get further into the series, you kind of expect like, okay, we're going to wrap up X, Y, and Z. But like, yeah, no, this was so good.
Yeah.
I read this after. So I read X Vows, Dishonestly Yours, and then Play Along.
That was a really good week for you.
And I was in one of those stints where I was like just reading like middle of the road books. Like they were amazing. They weren't bad. They were just kind of like your nice three and a half star books.
Yeah.
And then I hit like this 5-star streak and I've been hung the fuck over.
I know.
Like you literally like just read, because I tried to read 3 different books and I had to put all of them.
I said just reread something you know you already like, because yeah.
And I was going to branch out and just do The Summer We Fell. But I was like, you know what? I don't even want to skew. I don't want to skew that for myself. Like,
no.
Even the one book I was reading was called Under Your Spell. It has great. I mean, low. Like, there's only like 1,200 ratings, but it's at a 4.3.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, if this is like, even if it's like a 4-star book, I don't want to skew this book just because I can't get past what I just put down.
Yeah. No, that was a really good week for you.
I know, it was so good.
I'm like, am I missing anything? Have I not read enough quotes? Just kidding.
It just gave like, I don't know. It just gave good vibes.
Yeah, no, it gave really good vibes. I think that's it. I've just had like the, what do you call it?
Little nightmare.
Well, oh my God, please. No, what he calls them. The mastermind, the seductress, the silver tongue, the chameleon, the getaway, and the psychopath. So Haley's the mastermind, Phoebe's the seductress, he's the silver tongue, Oliver's the chameleon, Nova's the getaway, and then Trevor's the psychopath, which I like need more of Trevor.
I also like with what went down with him and like how he was stabbed, like give us more backstory. We got like a glimpse into like what.
Yeah, he like cons. Okay, so he makes these money boxes that like I guess like create counterfeit bills, but you can only use them like X amount of times before I guess like. I don't know. I don't understand counterfeiting or conning, but that's basically the gist of it. I guess he sold one to this guy, and like this guy got kind of fucked over with it. And so like this guy is like out for him, and there's something with like his, like they don't take pictures and like geotagging. I don't really get it. Again, like I'm not whatever. So they try to con him into taking a trip, and then I guess, I don't know. I mean, no, I do know. And it doesn't work. And he shows up in town and he stabs Trevor. Because Trevor's not supposed to leave the apartment, mm-hmm. but he's like, oh, it's Halloween, I'll just put a mask on. And that didn't work. So that's another thing too. Like that whole storyline has not been cleared up. So now they have to deal with their parents. They have to deal with this guy who's like kind of coming after Trevor.
Yes.
So I feel like there's going to be like instances where like it is.
There's a lot like, going on.
It's going to be touch and go. Like I assume that there's going to be like run-ins with like the law. It's going to be a long series.
Yes. I'm assuming like 8 books.
No, same. I'm assuming like probably like 10 books, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I think Addicted Calloway is 10.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So it's 9 books, and then the last book is like one like giant epilogue.
Amazing. It's like they know what readers want.
Right? Because Addicted Yes, 10 books.
Okay. So then maybe we'll get 10 again.
Wow. Give me 15.
I ain't complaining.
No,
when
but
you
I want
find, like a good book in series, like you don't care.
No, but I want them all now. That's like that's the problem.
Yes.
If this was a completed series, I would have finished and then immediately picked up. Yeah, I would have just kept going.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so good. So if you haven't read it, I hope we convinced you. If you have read it, then you know exactly what we're talking about. Next week we have a Spilling the Tea episode. Mm-hmm. And then we have our play-along episode the following week, and we're closing out July with The X-Vows.
Yes.
Yes, which we already recorded those episodes because we love the book so much, we just had to talk about them as soon as we finished.
Well, and in true Katie and Teresa fashion, if we wait too long to talk about a book,
I'm like, what happened?
Yes. Even like, I know I absolutely love this, but like, what?
Like our Crossroads episode, we were like, and then the more we're talking about, we're like, wait, we love this book.
Yeah. At first I was like, okay, it was okay. And then I was like, wait, no. Like, yeah, I was like, no, I loved it. This. Yeah.
We're taking the first week of August off so Katie can give birth.
Yes.
And then TBD on what we're doing in August, basically from there. But probably a lot more like
I would assume
spilling
the 14th is probably going to be a spilling to take. Because like, I don't know how, like I do have... Don't so I'm going like people make birthing playlists. I'm making a birthing TBR. By no means do I expect to get through said TBR.
No.
But when you are in the hospital for 2 to 3 nights, because I am going to be a C-section, there is nothing to do. So
I was
like so I'm gonna have a book. I did the right move when Leah was born, and I didn't finish it, but I got close to finishing it. But, like, even, like, during night feedings, like, again, I'm going to have a toddler home this time, so it's going to be a vastly different ball game. But she won't be sleeping at night.
Yeah.
So, like, I was like, I need something to keep me occupied because, like, I don't want to fall asleep on the couch during a feeding. Also, audiobooks. Like, I have, like, an audio TBR as well. So, like, it's more or less just to, like, get me through the month of August so I don't have to think about what I want to read. It's like, oh, I already downloaded X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Click. Next. Yeah. Go.
Yeah, no. So, it's mostly going to be just us chatting, I think, a lot of the month of August. I would say I'm not going to force her into being like, and then read this for this week. But just stay tuned for that. But, yeah, so that's what we have coming up. But, yeah, other than that, I got nothing.
Same.
Send us out.
Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to subscribe to receive notifications anytime a new episode drops.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at thebff.bookclub. If you have any comments, questions, book recommendations, or books you want us to talk about in future episodes, please send us an email at thebff.bookclub1@gmail.com.
We appreciate your support.
See you, suckers.